This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky kind of stepped in it last week. He addressed the parliament in Greece Thursday via video link. He's been doing this all over the world. He brought with him to address the Greek lawmakers a soldier from Mariupol, the scene of some very heavy fighting over the last month. This is a Ukrainian soldier of Greek heritage who just happened to be a member of the Azov Battalion, a neo-Nazi, ultra-right-wing nationalist group whose symbols are derived from Nazi symbols used during World War II. I've been talking about the Azov Battalion for a while. They've been active in the eastern part of Ukraine, the breakaway regions of the Donbass, for quite some time. They have been folded into Ukraine's National Guard, but Greece was occupied by the Nazis during World War II. Now, somebody should have told President Zelensky this. They suffered under the Nazi occupation, so bringing a neo-Nazi to address the Greek parliament was not a good idea. It did not go well. Some members of the opposition parties in Greece got up and walked out during Zelensky's address. A government spokesperson admitted, yeah, that was a mistake, but then turned it around on the opposition parties and tried to smear them as apologists for Russia and Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson traveled to Kyiv, a secret trip on Saturday, traveled by car, helicopter, military plane, and train. The final decision only made a few hours before he left London for Kyiv. Upon arrival there, he met with President Zelensky, talked with him for about an hour, and then went for a walkabout in Kyiv to Independence Square. While he was there, French newspaper Le Figaro reported that a French intelligence community, a source in the French intelligence community, told one of their reporters that special forces from the UK and the United States have been present and fighting in Ukraine since the war began on February 23rd. This claim reported by the newspaper's senior international correspondent, George Malbruno, Saturday, while Johnson was in Kyiv. Malbruno adding that, according to his source, Russia is very much aware of the secret war being waged against their troops by foreign commandos. Topic number 4, France. France held elections on Sunday. Now, under French law, the top two runners or candidates for the French presidential election will face off in a runoff election on April 24th. The incumbent Emmanuel Macron, who's a centrist, will face off against right-wing challenger Marine Le Pen. This is a replay of their election showdown back in 2017. But the polls have shifted since 2017. Le Pen planning to highlight rising prices for energy and food that are really impacting especially poorer households in France. Macron is focusing his efforts on trying to be the peacemaker in Ukraine. Now, Macron won over Le Pen handily in 2017, but the polls have shifted, as I said, and there's some indications that if things break the right way, Le Pen could wind right way from her perspective, that is. She could wind up actually unseating Macron on the 24th. Now, following the election, or the re-election, I should say, of Hungary's nationalist conservative Prime Minister Viktor Orban last week, this just shows the rising tide of nationalism across Europe. Topic number 3, COVID. Some new documents released under Freedom of Information Act request after a lawsuit. Pfizer admitted that it's hired 600 employees in the months after its COVID-19 vaccine was authorized by the FDA. Due to the large increase of reports of side effects linked to the vaccine. This document, according to this document, Pfizer has, and I quote now, taken multiple actions to help alleviate the large increase of adverse event reports. This includes significant technology enhancements and process and workflow solutions, as well as increasing the number of data entry and case processing colleagues, end quote. This document, titled A Cumulative Analysis of Post-Authorization Adverse Events Reports. These reports received through February 28th of 2021. The document was just released last week, not made public until a group called the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency sued the Food and Drug Administration after the agency claimed it would take decades, like 7 of them, as in not releasing these documents until like 2092. The documents that they used to justify approving, authorizing the use of this mRNA vaccine on the public. And in fact, this the group, the transparency group, had to go back to the court and ask that the document revealing the hiring of hundreds of new employees because of the large volume of adverse effect reports had been redacted. They had to get a judge to order that the redactions be removed. This it becomes a little more clear now when you start seeing this, that literally hundreds of, and a Pfizer document admitting that they had to hire hundreds of new employees because of the large volume of adverse event reports makes it a little easier to understand why they wanted to hide the data used to approve the vaccine until you and me are no longer walking this earth. Topic number two, protecting children. Alabama's Republican governor Friday signed into law a bill passed by the legislature last Thursday that would make it a crime to, well, basically administer medical procedures to ostensibly transition children from one gender to another. Kay Ivey signing this bill, making it a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Now, the way this is being reported by the media, of course, they have weaponized language to make it sound like this is just an evil, terrible thing. Punishable by 10 years in prison to provide medical care, including hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and surgery. And again, quoting from this corporate media news account, to help align physical characteristics to the gender identity of a minor. What's really disturbing is that the American Academy of Pediatrics had urged Ivy to veto the bill. Research shows that children left alone will grow out of gender, the vast majority, 80 to 90%, will grow out of gender dysphoria if left alone. Activists are pushing this on children. Principalities and powers behind the scenes wanting to basically deconstruct what God created and called good. Now, while Alabama was following in the footsteps of other states in protecting children from gender transition activists, New Jersey has upped its indoctrination game beginning this fall. It will require that children as young as six, first graders, second graders, learn about gender identity. According to the Comprehensive Health and Physical Education Curriculum in New Jersey, by the end of second grade, students must be able to, and I quote, discuss the range of ways people express their gender and how gender role stereotypes may limit behavior, end quote. These teaching standards were established 2 years ago, but not required to be enacted until September of 2022. Meanwhile, a Disney-owned and operated Caribbean cruise line, it was revealed last week, was operating a snorkeling tour for kids to Jeffrey Epstein's island, the so-called pedo island. For kids aged 8 and up, a day trip to Little St. James cost only $60 to $75. The Disney cruise, of course, didn't warn parents that Epstein's renowned island was owned by the notorious billionaire pedophile, describing it as sun-soaked, and the literature describing curious fish that dart back and forth in the beautiful blue water, end quote. No doubt, there is really no way Disney is going to spin this to make it look good. Coming up, what does the fox say? That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, what's the Fox say? Probably call my lawyer. If it's the fox on Capitol Hill, apparently the fox that bit 9 people on or near the grounds of the United States Capitol, including Congressman and physician Ami Bera, who represents the 7th District of California, tested positive for rabies. This is according to DC Health. Bera was bitten by the fox last Monday while walking to the Capitol for votes. His injuries, not severe, but they were enough to puncture his clothing, so he began taking a regimen of shots as a precaution. The female fox captured on Tuesday, testing completed on Wednesday. Sadly, the fox had to be euthanized for the testing. But given the location that it was on Capitol Hill and menacing our elected representatives, I can say without fear of contradiction that a good many Americans were probably rooting for that fox. SkyWatch TV's next Defender Conference, our virtual conference, The Unveiling, launches on the internet May 13th. That'll happen at 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the United States. More than 24 presentations from cutting-edge speakers like Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, and many others will be delivering information critical to these times. Tom is working on a presentation that I'm sure will turn out to be another mini-documentary, production by Josh Peck. He's going to talk about the transhumanist movement and how, through science, activists hope to fulfill the promise made by the serpent in the garden, ye shall be as gods. That's just one of the presentations you'll see. You can get a complete list of the speakers at defenderconference.com. There's also a link there to register to get access to the videos as soon as they go online on March or May 13th, that is. But if you register now, this is the final week, by the way, to take advantage of the $10 discount. Register through the 15th, and you get that you get access to all of these videos for just $85. On the 16th, the price goes up to $95. So take advantage of this week. Save $10 on the unveiling, SkyWatch TV's next virtual conference. Information and registration at at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of April, our thank you gift for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is book one of the Red Wing Saga, Blood Lies, Sharon K. Gilbert's supernatural thriller series. I, being personally acquainted with the author, can vouch for her skill as a storyteller. And not only is it a compelling and engaging story with characters that you will grow to love, it teaches spiritual warfare at the same time. Here's your chance to check it out, or perhaps get it as a gift and give it to someone else if you've already read her series of novels. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you set the price. Your donation to SkyWatch TV of any amount, we'll send this to you as our special gift to say thank you. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us 844-750-4985. And thank you. We plan to go to Turkey this fall. Yes, their president has these delusions of becoming the next caliph, but we are told by people who've been operating tours in Turkey for many, many years that the people of Turkey are very pro-Western and they love tourists. Why not? They've got a lot of history, archaeology, but also sites of prophetic significance as well, like the cities of the churches of Revelation. We are going to visit those on our tour of Turkey, October 18th through November 3rd. Those are just some of the sites that we'll see. We'll also go to the world's oldest religious community, built specifically as a religious community 10,000 years ago, according to archaeologists. The pre-flood influence of the Watchers there, and we look forward to showing you these sites, Abraham's hometown of Haran, the underground city of Derinkuyu, and some of the archaeology there that is just absolutely astonishing. The giant stone idols of Mount Nemrut, which, yes, that is the Turkish equivalent of Mount Nimrod. You can find out more online. The itinerary is there, breakdown of costs. This will be a relatively small tour. We're trying to keep it to about 24 people, so don't wait. Find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code on the screen. Next spring, rather, we will be in we will be back in Israel. Boy, you can tell it's still like Monday. We'll be in Israel March 19th through 30th of 2023. We're finalizing the itinerary with Aaron Lipkin of Lipkin Tours, and we've got some sites that you don't want to miss. Besides Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, besides the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, the working village of Nazareth, you can see what Nazareth looked like in the first century. We will also go to Gilgal Rephaim, the mysterious monument on the Golan Heights. We'll see the newly recognized serpent mound of Bashan. We will talk about why that is significant. You can see Mount Hermon from there. We'll go up to Mount Bental, get a very clear view of Mount Hermon, and much, much more. Don't miss us. The opportunity to visit Israel and see the lands of the Bible, experience the sights and the sounds and the smells of the Holy Land is just really, it is a bucket list item. And especially if you take advantage of the optional 3-day extension over to Jordan, Mount Nebo, the red desert of Wadi Rum, Madaba, the Madaba map, and of course, Petra. Why is that historically, spiritually, and prophetically significant? It'll be like a rolling conference through the Holy Land. Sharon and I are joined by our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. Find out more online and reserve your place on the SkyWatch TV 2023 Tour of Israel, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we're talking about suffering during the end times and how this brings us closer to God. Jonathan Brentner, Terry James, Pete Garcia, join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. You find our broadcast schedule, not just for the main program, but for all of our over-the-air programming at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you add the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, we'll broadcast for you right now. Get all of our programs, including these daily updates, right there on your big screen. Or download our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. You get all of our video content that way. Critical news items the mainstream media overlooks or ignores, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those and links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.